damn Yanks.
Fat America. Americans are fat, and that's a fact. More than half of adult Americans are overweight, and about 54 million of them are obese, says a recent study. Is it the genes? The inactive American lifestyle? The hamburgers and soda? Let's be politically correct. Obesity is a big problem in the U.S. It can cause premature death, heart disease, and diabetes. Hundreds of thousands of Americans die every year because of diseases related to obesity. Medical experts make a distinction between being overweight and obese. Overweight people, they say, have a body weight that's too big in proportion to their height. Obese people have an excessive amount of body fat in relation to their body mass. Fat people, in general, prefer to be called persons of size, which is the politically correct term. These days, no one uses the term fat, except adolescent boys on the playground who throw dirt at fat girls. Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Doctors are seriously worried about obesity. After all, they see what happens to obese people. Medical officials want obesity to be considered a public health crisis. If it isn't, they say, the country will have a variety of problems, including a decrease in labor productivity, high medical insurance costs, and a nationwide shortage of Häagen-Dazs chocolate chip ice cream. The medical profession launched several marketing campaigns to show Americans how to eat healthier. In one advert, they explained that ketchup is not actually a vegetable. Doctors spend a lot of time determining patients' body fat. They do this by measuring a patient's waist and counting their folds of skin. "Every morning I wake up eager to get to the office and measure folds of skin," says Dr. Lionel Dunn of Buffalo, New York. "I ask myself, how many will there be? 5, 6, 7? Once I found 10 folds on an Idaho woman. That's the kind of day that makes me glad to be a medical professional." Virgins and cheese products. So why are Americans so fat? Some say it's because they spend too much time on the sofa watching television and playing video games. When given the choice between exercising and lying on the couch, throwing potato chips in their mouths, most Americans choose the latter. Health groups think that junk food is the main culprit. Processed foods and snacks, which are high in preservatives, chemicals, and unhealthy fats, form the basis of the American diet. In other countries, people eat lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. But in the U.S., this is rare. Take American cheese as an example. The most popular kind is a glowing orange tube full of chemicals and strange fats. Americans put this cheese food on everything, including hamburgers, pizzas, and ice cream. In 2000, Americans spent $110 billion in restaurants like McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. In fact, studies show that McDonald's logo, the yellow M-shaped French fry known as the Golden Arches, is more recognizable to American children than the Christian cross. Some children have even been seen wearing the arches on a gold chain around their necks. Fat people unite. In the U.S., no oppressed or minority group exists without an organization to support it. For obese people, it's the American Obesity Association. This group aims to change public perceptions about obesity. The American Obesity Association wants people to realize that fatness is a disease, not a lifestyle choice. "Fatness is all about genetics," says Mara Schell. "We were just born that way. Many people think we choose to stuff 10 bags of chocolate cookies into our mouth and wash it down with a liter of Coca-Cola. But this isn't true. By the way, are you going to eat that chocolate cookie?" Obesity organizations have lobbied Congress about obesity issues. They want to focus on the following areas. 1. Education. 2. Research. 3. Prevention. 4. Treatment. 5. Eating cheesecake. Fat people fight back. Years ago, there were lawsuits against the tobacco industry. These days, fat Americans are suing the companies they think are responsible for obesity. They argue that McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and Kentucky Fried Chicken misled them by enticing them with greasy, salty, and sugary food and not admitting how unhealthy it was. The fast food industry has wrecked my life, said Caesar Barber, 125 kilos, one of the plaintiffs. Mr. Barber said he regularly ate fast food until 1996, when his doctor said if he continued, he would explode. He had had 2 heart attacks and suffered diabetes by the time the lawsuit came to court. Of course I thought it was good for me, said Jennifer Mackey, 150 kilos, another plaintiff. Besides, why would McDonald's lie? Crying infants. In June 2002, Southwest Airlines, a major American airline, caused a national scandal. They announced that they would start forcing fat people to buy 2 seats on airplanes. Obesity advocates protested. There were publicity campaigns, and the protesters lobbied Congress to change the rule. Overweight Americans admitted that a passenger of size can inconvenience other people, but argued that people using cell phones, crying infants, old people, and people with disabilities can also cause inconvenience to other passengers. In a press release, the American Obesity Association said, "The airline industry and its passengers have a history of accommodating the elderly, parents with strollers, and persons with wheelchairs. So why not accommodate fat people?" "It's very easy," said an anonymous airline employee. "Old ladies don't take up 2 seats. Both cases are still in court." And the winner is? So what does the future look like for overweight people? Many people are fighting hard to eliminate obesity discrimination. And these days, obesity is being seen as a disease, and fat people as the victims. Whether this is true or not remains to be seen. Either way, persons of size have nearly succeeded in making Americans see them as ordinary people, who are just a bit larger. Information Box. Pacific Islanders. According to the BBC, Pacific Islanders, especially the women from these islands, are the fattest people in the world. Some experts say it's because of the diet of fatty fish and a lack of exercise. One islander defended himself, saying, "What else are you gonna do on this island but eat?"